leading the new musical, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, which just opened on Broadway, you feel exhilarated by the music offered. Unless you're of a certain age, you might feel disappointed at not seeing the famous singing group in their heyday. But not to worry. The show, put on by an amazing group of actor, singer, dancers inside the Imperial Theater on 45th Street in New York City, is so good that it feels greedy to ask for more. Indeed, the marvelously performed renditions of songs by this group that dominated the airwaves in the 1960s, 70s, and even into the 80s offer splendid entertainment that leaves you in a buoyant mood. There are 2.5 dozen songs offered, and hits like Baby Love, Just My Imagination, I Wish It Would Rain, and Get Ready set the tone for a musical era. Each is performed brilliantly. They sound great now, and they're even better when associated with a time or a place. And both time and place are established when they jointly perform with other groups from the period, like Diana Ross and the Supremes. Ain't Too Proud is a pure jukebox musical, and like most shows of the genre, it has ambitions beyond being a simple concert. One goal of the creators is to show not only how difficult it is to get to the top of your profession, it tries to impress how it is even more difficult to stay at the top. This is a story about how the Temptations were formed by 5 young, poor African-American men who thought of each other as brothers and vowed to remain brothers. The lesson of Ain't Too Proud is that it's easier to love a working partner when struggling than it is when you're a success. It tells how a group of black singers, no matter how successful, still endured racism, death threats, and abuse of all kinds. It also touches on the financial exploitation suffered by young performers because of their lack of education and sophistication. While these themes enrich the show, rarely do they elevate the experience. While the Temptations did break traditions and removed artificial barriers within the musical industry, the dynamics within the group are more interesting than it is the suggestion that they influence society rather than reflected it. The story is told in a disjointed manner with a very vague timeline. It's overly ambitious and tends to take itself much too seriously. Where the unfocused book by Dominique Morisseau works best is when it concentrates on the inner workings of the group. It's difficult to overpraise the performances. The actors capture the magical harmonies of the Temptations. They dance with synchronized energy that is as smooth as is their sound. As actors, they make you care about the frailties without ever playing the victim. Indeed, the performances should make each lead a Tony Award candidate. The most dynamic is David Rufkin, the egocentric lead singer played by Ephraim Sykes. He charmingly captures the eccentric mannerisms of the man who is so talented, yet so disturbed. Joanne M. Jackson is calm and loyal presence as Melvin Franklin. Paul Williams, played by James Harkness, is the most congenial of the 5. A gentle soul, he was one of the sorriest victims of success as the lure of drugs and alcohol affected him the hardest. The most contrary is Eddie Kendricks, the guy who spoke when he perceived the unity of the group was being threatened. Casting Jeremy Pope in the role is a brilliant choice. Because Pope has a charismatic presence, he is able to voice his strong opinions without seeming an agitator. Pope comes to the role right off his amazing performance in Choir Boy. His unbelievable singing voices and charisma in both shows label him as a star of the future. The toughest role in the musical is Otis Williams, the founder of the group and the glue that kept them together. He was the only grown-up amongst them, and like every parent figure, he was unappreciated. His portrayal by Derek Basket is likely to suffer the same fate. His performance holds the show together, yet the accolades will likely go to flashier performances. Each actor creates a defined portrait of a piece of the puzzle named The Temptations. When they come together on stage, they are more than the sum of their parts. They are energy personified. If only they were as interesting offstage as they are performing. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of The Temptations is at the Imperial Theater, 45th Street in New York City. Tickets are available at telecharge.com or 1-800-447-7400. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.